You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Hey, have you been over to the WomenSippingOnLife.com website yet? Because I've got some great free resources over there for you, including your very own copy of Date Yourself Well, the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Like, who wouldn't want that? Seriously, it is an ultimate engagement plan that honestly, I believe with all my heart, it will help you whether you're single, married, dating, partnered, whatever it is, it will help you fully engage with your life within 90 days. Seriously, come on over there, request a free copy. All you pay is shipping. And we can be chatting about this whole experience of dating yourself well, because that's really where, sipping on life started. Was my commitment to date myself well. And it was through the process of sipping on life that I began to really date myself well and began to savor life every single drop. And I desire that for all of you. And because I'm from the South, not anymore, I'm originally from the North, but all y'all, I desire it for all y'all with all my heart, really, seriously. And it's so funny, this is a side note, but my daughter said one day, she's like, Mom, you call everybody honey, you call everybody dear. Like, where do you do that? And I said, you know what? I don't know. When I was a young kid and I heard the older ladies calling everybody honey, I remember thinking like, that's so cute. But I remember thinking, I wonder if I'll call people honey when I'm older. Well, after living in the South, everyone's honey and everyone's dear. And it is the most respectful, endearing thing I can call you, because I'm saying, my dear, I love you and I love and appreciate your soul. And again, I'm so grateful you're here. So where were we? Oh, yes, we're on to Women Sipping on Life, the podcast, the daily podcast. Today, we're talking about episode 29. Episode 29. We've been the last few days talking about live. So today we're going to live again. And we're going to live unashamed. What would that look like for you to live unashamed? In my Soul Date Sisterhood I've been doing this now with the Soul Date Sisters for, I think it's been about almost 2 years. But basically, the big thing that I talk about is living your life naked, which would be uncovered, unafraid. We talked about that yesterday. Unashamed, unapologetic, unconditionally loved. Okay, today we're talking about live unashamed. I cannot tell you the number of people that I meet every single week, that I chat with, that I end up coaching, or the ones that I'm actively now coaching, that there is a certain degree of shame that we all carry around with us. This whole idea that somehow we're not enough, and we have to hide and we have to cover up. When I talked about that in episode 26 about live uncovered, seriously, it's like if we did not feel ashamed of anything, we wouldn't feel the need to cover up. I'm certain of that. And we wouldn't feel the need to filter everything. We talked about that, I think it was in episode 25, about live unfiltered. This whole thing of shame has weighed us down, has caused us so much needless suffering, unnecessary suffering. I really believe that when we have a feeling and we don't either take time to feel it, or we don't think we need to feel it, or we label it because of that, and we say, oh, well, okay, the fact is our heart got hurt because we got disappointed. But instead of being able to say, I'm disappointed and I feel disappointed, and deal with the disappointment in that moment, We miss healing the disappointment. So instead, what we do is we either brush past it and say, oh, well, even though it really was a big deal to us, we end up saying, oh, well, which actually affects our wellness down the road because it affects our process of healing. So we go, oh, well, it's no big deal. And then we put a label on it. We blame somebody or we say, well, it's because of this. We try to reason it out in our own minds. We try to explain it. We try to understand it. But sometimes there's really no understanding. It's simply saying, all right, I feel hurt. I'm going to feel the hurt. If you feel hurt, my dear, feel the hurt. If you feel pain, feel the pain. But instead, we'll label it. And a lot of times we label it as the situation, whatever happened is bad, or I'm bad. And it's when we carry the I'm bad label that it becomes extremely shameful. Or if we label the circumstance, like that was bad, and all of a sudden now we're ashamed because we feel we're bad because we experienced that bad situation. Do you see where all of this then begins to create this really heavy, heavy story and this heavy circumstance that we begin to start to now engage with? And instead of engaging in what we do desire, we engage with this pseudo, what would that be called? A pseudo reality, okay? Like a reality TV show. We engage with all the drama of that. What makes a reality TV show so compelling to people? It's the drama. For some reason, we get addicted to this dramatic tale and this very traumatic tale. And we begin to feel like we're the ones that are bad. We are the ones that are nasty. And we feel like now we have to hide it. So we hide it. We don't express it. And now it stays under the surface and it starts to fester like a bad wound or a cancer, you know, like a really bad dis-ease because we have no ease about it. And we spend all our time trying to justify this thing or to blame it away. And really, it's simply a feeling that was never actually felt or dealt with. Does that make sense? So somehow we feel like it's too shameful to even talk about, express, expose, instead of saying it is. And so let's talk about what is and not put the label of shame, put the label of blame, or put the label of pain on it and simply feel and deal with what is in front of us. So we begin to carry this shame and we begin to shame ourselves for even feeling the way we feel. So if that's you today, my dear, you know, I am not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a counselor. I am a healing life coach. Let's break that down. Healing, period. I am healing. I have been through the process of healing. I'm still in the process of healing. I am not only a healer, I have healed. You see what I mean? In order to become and to be a healer, you must heal. In order to be healing, you must be healing. And that is what I am. I'm really no different than you are. It's just that I may be a little bit further ahead in the healing process. But wherever you are today, healing is accessible to you. And then what does life mean? Like life, that four-letter word that is like, yeah, sometimes it can feel like more like a nightmare than a dream. But if you're healing your life, you're living your life, and you're living it in truth, and you're living it unfiltered, uncovered, and because of that, unashamed, like you have nothing to hide, my dear. And I'm a coach. I'm not a counselor, not a psychiatrist, not a mental health professional whatsoever. I'm telling you and sharing with you from the deepest part of my heart and soul, from my own experience, whether it's been my own, and because of my own experience has now led to a lot of experiences with other incredible souls that come to me for healing life coaching. And I coach them and I walk with them through the process. Because what is coaching? I believe coaching, and I've said this so many times, is I'm a professional question asker. And all I do is ask the questions that will inspire you to discover your answer. And when you discover your answer and you discover your truth, you can live in truth, my dear. And when you live in truth, you can live in freedom, because knowledge of the truth is what sets us free. So wherever you are today, I encourage you to take a look at whatever you feel shame about or whatever you feel shame around. You are literally one feeling from your healing. You are one feeling away from your healing. Feel whatever it is that you feel ashamed about. Feel shame. Feel it. But then release it by allowing yourself to see what is the deeper pain that you have decided to label as ugly, unworthy, shameful. It's time to release yourself from that today, my dear. I hope you're getting this. I hope you're really getting this, because when you can live naked, unafraid, and unashamed, you can live in such a free, incredible, healed and healing state. And I desire that for everyone, because I have been through that, releasing the shame. In order to release the shame, you have to be willing to call it by a different name. What are you willing to call it today? Why not we call the shame, whatever we say we're ashamed of? That is not truth, my dear. That is not truth. When you begin to live uncovered, you can live in truth. Let's put the light of truth on whatever it is you feel ashamed about. Let's expose it and let's allow it to heal. Feel it, heal it. Call it a different name. Let go of that. In fact, let go of the names and the labels altogether and allow yourself to be fully expressed as you, the healed, whole soul that you are. So please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and your sacred soul step for today is to write down what you feel you're ashamed of. That's it. What are you ashamed of? And then give it a new name. Give it a new name and watch what happens. I would love to hear from you. I really would. You know, I think about you every day, of course. And I even thought about you before I ever started this podcast. This is why I started the podcast. I think about you and have thought about you since years ago, since I was going through a lot of these things that I talk about. I don't talk about anything, honestly, that I haven't been through and haven't felt. And a lot of times people look at me and they're like, how do you know this stuff? It's like, because I've felt it too. And you know what? It was because of my feeling that I finally began the process of healing. Instead of labeling it, shaming it, blaming it, gaming it, you know, playing games with it and creating all this drama around it, I finally said, you know what? What if I simply like received it, acknowledged it and felt it and allowed my heart to heal it? Because you, my dear, you can heal. You're healing right now by simply acknowledging truth. So I would love to hear from you. Please go to womensippingonlife.com and let me know. You know, make a comment. Listen to the episode, make a comment. And I would love to hear from you on iTunes or Stitcher as well. You know, if you're listening to the podcast and you're getting something of value, I would love and appreciate a rating and review. And more importantly than ever, like, act on what you're learning here. Act on the inspiration that you are feeling in your heart and soul and share it with somebody else. You know, care enough to share. We don't have to gulp on life. We don't have to drown on it. We don't have to drown in it. But we can sip on it, and we can sip on it together, because we do not have to do this thing alone. You know, life was meant, yes, you have to live your life, my dear. You have to live it for yourself, but you do not have to live it all by yourself. And when you do that, you will be able to live it with and for a lot of other people as well. Together, we are so much stronger than we are alone. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow, so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life, and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.